you. I kind of like that part. Mm-hmm. Restore to me again the joy of your salvation and make me willing to obey you. Then I will teach your ways to sinners and they will return to you. Forgive me for shedding blood, O God who saves. Then I will joyfully sing of your forgiveness. Unseal my lips, O Lord, that I may praise you. You would not be pleased with sacrifices, or I would bring them. If I brought you a burnt offering, you would not accept it. The sacrifice that you want is a broken spirit, a broken and repentant heart, O God, you will not despise. Look with favor on Zion and help her rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with worthy sacrifices and with our whole burnt offerings and bulls again be sacrificed, will again be sacrificed on your altar. Some scriptures in this passage. Have mercy because of your great compassion. Honest acknowledgement of sin against you. You alone have I sinned. Purify me. Verse 7, from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, I'll be whiter than snow. Verse 8, and give me back my joy again. There you go. Create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit within me, restore to me again the joy of your salvation. Well, this is a powerful psalm that gives us a picture of David's repentant heart. I was 15 years old when I had a very strong call by the Holy Spirit to surrender my life to Jesus Christ. It was on February the 14th, 1971, and I was in Hope Sound at Hope Sound Bible Church Camp Meeting. It was that night when the moment of faith, a heavenly measure flooded my mind, my soul, and my spirit. My whole being was transformed. The old had gone, new had come. The corpse had received life. The very breath of God consumed me. Christ, who had been dead to me, now was fully alive. The resurrection power of God awakened me, filled me, and totally transformed me. The resurrection, I now fully believed. I now fully received Christ. Christ now lives in me, and I am alive in him. Well, that was my born-again experience. And I wrote that, a couple years ago, one morning I was thinking about that awesome evening when Jesus came into my life and transformed my life. If you haven't written out your born-again story, why not do it today? And why not make this day a birthday celebrations, a day when you remember the day that God brought you into the kingdom of God? That birthday, just like with Israel, it's called Passover. But with you, it's the day, should be, remembered the day Jesus came in to your heart. Most gracious Father, we're blessed to be in your presence this morning and to be with your people and to be at WCNO and to have been born of the Spirit, not corruptible, but the incorruptible. Father, I was not a murderer, thank God, not with my hands, and had not stolen someone's wife, thank God. But yet my heart was black with sin. And you loved me just like you loved each of our family, our listeners today. You loved each one of us, gave your life for us that we might be saved. I pray over every mom and dad, grandfather, grandmother, son, daughter, grandchild, brother, sister, all of us, every person needs the Lord. We all, according to the word of God, have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, this is truly good news. And because you have brought good news to me and to us, here at WCNO, we will come together as a wonderful family, the body of Christ, the true church, without walls, without borders, without signs, without egos, and without labels, and we will simply bring the good news to those who are lost in Jesus' name. Father, enable us today on this 31st birthday to celebrate in a big way and to continue the great mission and work that you've called us to. We commit ourselves to that purpose in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good news in shoes. Amen. Hallelujah. That is quite awesome. Quite awesome. All right, we're going to give the numbers out. Karen's going to give the numbers out this morning. And we are going to let you know that the phone lines are open now. And we welcome you to join us. Wouldn't it be great if this 31st birthday of WCNO was the greatest day of God's provision of any fundraiser we've ever had?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be totally awesome.
To just break every record and take a giant step ahead. So perhaps, I mean, it's possible that today $145,390 could be raised. That's possible. Hmm. I mean, God, all things are possible with God, and God's going to provide the money. And you may be listening today, and you may have said, well, I was going to give next week. But God may say, why not give today? Now, we would be scrambling in such a great rush to receive the overflow. But we are anxious to see just what God wants to do, because he is our provider, and it's totally up to him how he may want to provide today. It's our opportunity and our blessing to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ. And now 31 years we celebrate, and this is a great day of celebration. I'm glad that I can be here on the 31st birthday.
Mm, me too.
Any memories, Dave, over the 30 years?
Well, in my case, I've only been here since November of 2016.
Well, that's a few years.
But that's a few years. But yeah, I have actually a great raft of memories.
Maybe we can pull some out today. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we talk about the first memory, because I knew Tom before, and he, when I retired, then he asked me to come and be a part of that the October, I think it was, or no, it was the following April prayer and share. But after that, he asked me if I'd like to come work here. And I always, when I receive a request like that, especially if it involves ministry, I like to pray about it.
Amen.
And so, but in the course of Tom's sharing, now Tom could share. Tom is an Olympic grade sharer, you know. And so in the course of that rather hefty explication of the vision God had given him.
Explication, yes.
That instead of me going home and praying, I called my wife. I said, I think I'm going to come to work here at the radio station, and I did. It was a hand of God moment.
All right.
You know.
Well, that's awesome, and we're going to talk some more about those things. Karen's she's waking up still, so we won't put any heavy demands upon her archives. We will delve into those as the day progresses. But she does know the phone numbers, so we're going to get the phone numbers out, and we are going to let you know the phone lines are open, and we're looking for your call.
That's right. I can safely give you these phone numbers, 888-221-8990, 888-221-8990.
And there's one caller calling in, first caller of the day right there. You may want to be second or third. The other phone lines are open right now, 888-221-8990. Also, you can go to WCNO.com, and you can make a donation there on the website. You also can text to WCNO to 24365. Text WCNO to 24365. Now, on this birthday morning, we are starting the morning with a great matching funds gift that's coming in from four of our partners. Four partners. Mm. We're bringing them together this morning, and we'll be talking more about them as we move through the day. But what's important is that $4,800 is going to be entered into the computer as soon as we match that. It's going to be released, and this is going to run us right up to lunchtime. Mm. Now this may happen in 30 minutes. If it does, then yeah. We'll just move along and see what God does next. But we have put on the clock here right up till 12 o'clock today. We will have some programming mixed in. But $4,800, what that means is every dollar that you give up to $4,800 is going to be matched and released into our operation budget. And these are actual dollars that are going to go to keep this ministry on the air. Mm. So when you give $50, it's going to become $100 in our budget. You give $100, it's $200. You give $1,000, it's $2,000. And we are going to need some large donations today. Maybe you're able to make a $500 or a $1,000, maybe a $5,000 donation. I'm not sure what God has put on your heart, but whatever the Lord has put on your heart, whether it's a dollar or $1,000, $100 or $10,000 or $100,000, because we still have $145,390 to go. Whatever God has put on your heart is going to be your part, and then someone else will give their part. And we saw this last night. We just had an explosion last night. I thought the day was over. I was, you know, sort of already wrapping up and thinking about closing down. And then we had donations that kept coming in and matching funds that kept coming in. And we ended up having, I believe it was about $2,300 come in. Was it in the last 30 minutes or so last night?
I remember it being 10 minutes to 6, and we were still trying to get that $120 to finish up.
Yeah, and then another $500 came
exactly.
in.
Exactly, and then it was, we had to keep coming back until about 20 after 6.
Then we matched up the $500, yeah. and then right. we exceeded that.
Exactly.
People were still giving. Hmm. And so we want to thank all of you who have given to this point and let you know that that is thrilling to us when we see God touching your hearts to give. And we want to just pray that way. Father, I ask that you would just touch the hearts of your people today, and that they would find joy in being a partner with us in this ministry, and that you would move their hearts to know exactly what you are blessing them to give and what you will use to meet the needs here. And it will come as a seed that they will plant as an investment into the lives of others, and I thank you for it. So give us a call this morning. David, give those numbers out, and we're going to get started right away. We do have a caller on the phone. We have other lines that are open and available, and I know it's just a little bit early, and we are going to have Joyce Myers in just about 2 minutes. So, Dave, give us the numbers.
Okay, we have a toll-free number you can use, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
All right, and we haven't gone to music because we're getting ready to go to Joyce Myers. We'll have music after this, but we've had our little devotional time this morning, and I trust that whatever burdens or sins that may have been a part of your life, however much shame there may have been attached to them or may still be attached to them, I want you to know that as David, you can present yourself before our God, though he is holy, and he is a God that will cleanse and forgive your sins. I trust that you are forgiven and full of the joy of the Lord in this day. And that is truly the good news that we're talking about. We're right now less than a minute away looking to move on to the next program with Joyce Myers this morning. And the number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And the phone lines will be open. We will be taking calls while Joyce Myers' program is on the air, and we'll be right back in 15 minutes to celebrate with you as we continue through this day. And we just have